Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The landscape of South Dakota is often stark with a beauty that's subtle and sometimes unapproachable. In the new book, Visibility 10 Miles, poet Sharon Schmielars and photographer Ken Smith capture the spirit of life on the prairie through images and verse. The title of the book refers to the ability to see the prairie in distances of miles, not of city blocks or minutes. Sharon Schmielars lives in the Twin Cities but grew up in Mobridge. Her poems are often about the prairie landscapes of the Dakotas. She's giving a couple readings in Pierre next Tuesday, July 7th. She's with us on the line. And Sharon, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thanks, Carl. I'm glad to be here.
Also with us is Ken Smith. He lives in the southeastern North Dakota town of Ellendale. After teaching high school and college, he's now working on a PhD in Great Plains history. He's with us on the line as well. And Ken, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Well, Sharon, I'd like to start with you. How did it come together that the two of you collaborated on this book, Visibility 10 Miles?
Well, I had pitched the idea to my editor, but I had pitched it with paintings and not photographs, and she said, no, not photograph, not paintings. So I was looking around for a photographer, and I happened to attend a meeting of the Germans from Russia and here in Richfield, Minnesota, and Ken was a presenter, and he showed these wonderful photographs. And afterwards, I went up to him and said, say, how would you like to do a book with me? it was about that quick.
And Ken, what was your response?
Oh, I was really happy. Sharon has really been a great enhancement to my photography, and have been a great encouragement. So she's done some wonderful work.
So, Ken, how were the poems and photos matched?
We spent quite a bit of time exchanging photos back and forth through email and through Facebook. And I'd been posting on my Facebook page, prairieroads.org, some of my better landscape photos, and I think Sharon saw quite a few of those. And we ended up getting together and looking at her photos, and it was just amazing, the harmonization and sort of the synchronicity that came out of that. It just seemed to work.
Now, Sharon, are they meant to complement each other, the poems complementing the photos and the other way around?
Well, it's, let's say there's a photograph of an old well, and the poem that matches it in air marks is not describing that, well. It's describing a scene that could have, that did occur from a well. I don't know if I'm making any sense at all. But what I didn't try to do is, like, say, the well is on the prairie and the well is moving, the blades are moving in the wind, the windmill's blades are moving in the wind, and it's about 10 feet high, and I didn't do that at all.
They're just more or less to sort of add to the mood of the poem, perhaps?
It's a mood that can match that windmill and the prairie.
Ken, these photos, these are, you don't say exactly where they're from. Are they to just give us an idea of anywhere in this region that we would call the prairie in North, South Dakota, and Southwest Minnesota, and Nebraska?
Most of these are from my county, Dickey County in North Dakota. Just a little of my history now. I grew up in western Colorado, a really beautiful place in Delta County where we had valleys, canyons, and all types of vegetation, and even different climates and lots of different scenery. And then in 1980, I came to North Dakota for college, and I thought this landscape was extremely bland and depressing, just really. And I'd just ache for the end of the semester so I could go back to Colorado and see the mountains. But then eventually, took a long time, but started to see the beauty of the plains. Now, our section of southeast North Dakota is what I call an industrial landscape because it's all shaped by fields and roads and rows and fences and all this this kind of thing, power lines, windmills, et cetera. And so I've really become interested in kind of seeing the interaction between the human-built world and the so-called natural world. And it's in that that I find, really, you can find a lot of beauty and a lot of very interesting scenes. So a lot of the photos in here are sort of come from that perspective.
Can I add to that? That people who are artists who have heard me read say that the photos are very, some of them, for example, like the windmills, are very much like modern art. They're more like art than a photo. And I also think that although Ken did take a lot of pictures from North Dakota, there are some from other states too. But I think the prairie, and I may be wrong, but I think the prairie is the prairie. You can find these things on any part of the prairie from southwestern Minnesota to Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sharon, you live in the Twin Cities, and as you mentioned, you grew up in Mobridge. I'm wondering, you know, if it's difficult, or you know what it takes to write about the open prairie while living in the Twin Cities.
Well, it isn't hard because, in fact, I would never have been able to write these poems had I stayed in Mobridge and lived there, or because everything is so common. I mean, you see something, oh yeah, that's what it is, it's a tree. But if you go away from it and then you come back to it, it suddenly takes on a fresh appearance, and it's quite wonderful.
Ken, I'm wondering, you know, your relationship with this is a little bit different than Sharon's, having grown up in Colorado and then come to North Dakota. What is your response to this prairie landscape? Is you know, does it help to not have grown up here to you know, have, since you, as you mentioned, you had to develop that appreciation for this space?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think not having grown up here and taking that time to kind of slowly acclimate and start seeing things closely. Another thing, about 2005 or 2006, I started long-distance running, so I was spending these huge, immense amounts of time out running out on the countryside out here outside of town where there's no traffic and these gravel roads and dirt roads, and I was training for a marathon. And so spending all that time in the changing weather, changing seasons and so on, and seeing those patterns, being really up close, really did that. Also, bicycling, long-distance bicycling out in the prairie, and long-distance ice skating, which is something that's not... Some of my favorite photos, and I think I have a couple in the book, are winter of ice skating. So there's real things that you see when you actually get out in the nature that you really don't ordinarily see. And so I've been fortunate to be able to do some of that.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with photographer Ken Smith and poet Sharon Schmielars. They've got a new book of photography and poetry. It's called Visibility 10 Miles. And Sharon, I want to make sure we have time for at least one poem here. And given the time of year this is, there is a poem in the book called Hometown 4th of July. And I thought maybe you could read that one.
Hometown 4th of July. The parade this year was terrible. Everyone said so. My sister, my niece, even Kathy Villa, usually so positive, lowered her eyes. Really, the waste management truck is the big attraction? Followed by a grimy cement mixer? Only a handful of horses from West River, no Lakota Road, they knew the score. Shriners, looking like casualties on scooters, beeped along in faded fezes, tarnished dust, no marching band, no music. An anonymous boy rode a bike through the long spaces between enlisted entries. Spacing, folks, covers up nothing. All the early birds who camped in the park's shade or on Maine's shadow side sat stunned. My sister couldn't get over it, and there isn't even a band. Two tired, half-assed class floats dragged up the end. Everyone too grumpy on board to do anything but hurl candy at children. I never had a child, nor wanted one. This could be one reason why.
That's Hometown 4th of July from Sharon Schmielars from the book Visibility 10 Miles. A rather humorous account of a rather lame 4th of July parade. Is this a parade that you had experienced yourself?
Oh, yes. And the next year's, I want to say quickly, was much better.
Well, that poem is, I guess, sort of a little different than a lot of the other poems in the book. And I'd like you to read another one, a shorter one that comes from the beginning of the book, from page 3. It's called Sparse Music, and I really like the imagery that you create here.
Okay, let me find it quickly. Sparse Music. For the marriage of moon to clouds, wind came with a broken arm. Clouds were high and thin, two-fingered. Sky hid its face behind their cold doubt. For the ceremony, the grass wore brown and dun, a costume more like an end. Snow had yet to arrive, had not covered the ground with its feathery train.
What was the inspiration for that poem and the imagery that you're creating there?
Well, seeing grasses, thinking about snow, I don't know, ideas just pop, fiddling around on the paper and thinking about probably with marriage or not my marriage, but a ceremony that that would mix the idea of marriage to the idea of a landscape. So trying to create a new metaphor for marriage and landscape.
Ken, what do you enjoy about Sharon's poems, the poems in this book, Visibility 10 Miles?
I like the fact that the meaning is a little bit hidden. Like she said earlier, this style of poetry is somewhat indirect, and it sort of aims to sort of evoke a certain set of emotions, and then it lets the reader and the viewer sort of match those and sort of sort it out themselves. And so I really do like that.
Ken, do you think these poems and the images mean different things to people who live in the prairie, those who've moved away, and even something more different for people who've never even been here?
Yeah, I am sure that they would. There's the eye of the photographer is seeing something, and hopefully that sort of translates. But it's not necessarily the same as it comes across, and I think anyone who's at all into poetry or art will understand that it's that subjectivity of sort of creating and recreating the image and the meaning in one's mind that I think is really attractive, and I think that's probably the main attraction of the kind of poetry that Sharon is doing.
And Sharon, for you, do you find that people who hear your poems and read them, you know, people of different backgrounds, if they come away with a little bit of themselves and their interpretations?
I do think a lot of people. Monday night, I did a reading at a St. Paul bookstore, and after the reading, a woman came up to me and she said, "You know that water so hard in your poem? We used to have hard orange water like that, and I'd take a bath and my toes would turn orange." So there's this, people connect in different ways. You're quite right. The poem is not just interpreted by the way I think it might be. Other people take different slants at it.
Poet Sharon Schmielars and photographer Ken Smith's new book is Visibility 10 Miles, and Sharon Schmielars is presenting two programs in Pier on Tuesday, next Tuesday, July 7th. She's giving a reading and signing copies of her book at Prairie Pages Bookseller. That's from 4 to 6, and then there is a program at the Cultural Heritage Center in Pier that begins at 7 o'clock. And Sharon and Ken, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Could I also say that I'll be reading in Mobridge
on Mobridge, okay.
July 5th, Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Klein Museum.
So that's July 5th in Mobridge.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Carl.